2 weeks from today, Lansing voters will decide on a millage proposal designed to overhaul the city school district. Officials are asking voters to add 0.75 mills to an existing school levy to raise $120 million for what's billed as the Lansing Pathway Promise. For Lansing homeowners, that figure works out to a $37.50 increase for every $50,000 in their home's taxable value per year. The project would fund an array of building improvements across the district. It would also create three so-called pathways designed to guide Lansing students towards specific career goals. Joining me now in the studio to explain the Pathways Promise is the district's head cheerleader and a supporter of the Pathways Promise, Yvonne Kamal-Kanul, the superintendent. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Mark.
There are two major pieces to the Pathways Promise, infrastructure and curriculum alterations. Let's talk about the infrastructure piece first. Mm-hmm. I know the district, I think anyone paying attention knows the district has faced challenges in terms of buildings and facilities. What are those key challenges?
Well, our buildings are all eligible for AARP, apparently. They're all in the average age of about 55 years old. And so the way they were built 55 years ago is just not the way instruction is done in the 21st century. And so aside from the instructional component, there are also a lot of problems with our lighting and utilities, efficiencies, windows, boilers, etc. But that's not really what the whole bond proposal is about. We do have some money that we've allocated for general repairs in order to increase efficiencies. But several years ago, before the previous bond proposal, a study was done, and there's about $300 million worth of work that could be done on the 30 facilities that we have in the school district. We've pared that down to about $19 million of absolutely critical needs in terms of efficiencies. But we wanted to build our bond proposal not around boilers and bricks and mortar and windows. We wanted to build it around an educational plan for our students. And that's really what the Pathway Promise is all about. Now, traditionally, you could do a bond proposal to replace a roof or a boiler or football turf. But we wanted to make this for the next 15 to 20 years. We wanted to create an educational plan that would put our kids in a pipeline for career and college readiness. And at the end of that graduation, you know, there's the Promise Scholarship for all of our students in the Lansing School District are eligible for a Promise or Hope Scholarship to go to either Michigan State University right here or Lansing Community College. And so we wanted to be able to develop a pipeline to that Promise Scholarship and to college and career readiness. And therefore, the Pathway Promise was conceived. And the bond proposal is all about creating facility improvements in order to support that bond proposal in those three pathways.
But you did, it sounds like you pared your infrastructure needs way, way down here. That $19 million, that's you view that as essential,
right,
to just maintaining the physical structures, infrastructure, et cetera?
Right. You know, we've been working on this for about 3.5 years. And so we have done a lot of work with, you know, international corporations, Jones Lang LaSalle, with Plant Moran, to sort of study the capacity of the community. And while we think there's about $300 million worth of work that could be done in our district, we believe that our community doesn't have the capacity to be able to support that. And so we wanted to be prudent about what the capacity of the community was. And you mentioned that a $50,000 a year taxable home, which would be a $100,000 a year market value approximately, would have an increase of about $3 a month for this additional levy beyond the sinking fund, which folks currently pay for.
No discussion of facilities is really complete without mentioning the sale of the old Eastern High School building on Pennsylvania to Sparrow Hospital back in January. You netted, or you will net, I guess, around $2.5 million from this, but you've got up to 5 years to decide where to send Eastern students. Do mm-hmm. I have that correct?
We have 5 years for our students to occupy that facility. With our bond proposal, we're very clear about where the new Eastern High School will be.
Pattengill Middle School.
Pattengill facility, that's right. There are 22 acres around Pattengill, plenty of room for expansion. The bond proposal calls for a brand new competitive gym, separate locker rooms, new office space. The clinic that's currently at Eastern will move over to that new site. We'll add another three-floor wing to that site, create practice fields in that area. So it's got plenty of space for us to expand, and it will no longer be known as Pattingill. It'll be known as Eastern High School.
and you support that move,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
What's your best guess as to how long Eastern will continue to operate, more or less, as it's operating now? You've got 5 years,
yeah,
but what is the timeline in your view?
So actually, I went into instruction and not construction. So I think the construction folks, Chrisman Company has and C2AE have both designed a sequence where the first bit of construction upon bond approval will start on that Pattingill Fairview side of the city, so that we can transition our kids out of Eastern within that 5 year period of time.
Quite a few people process the Eastern High School sale largely in sentimental terms. Certainly to read social media, it's a powerful thing that you have been up against here for a number of years already. Sparrow apparently has agreed to develop a plan to preserve the historical nature of the structure. Now, that suggests, I guess, that demolition may not be an option. Are you confident the building won't come down?
Well, I know that I've been in conversations with Dennis Swan, who is one of the finest individuals I've ever worked with, and I believe that collaboratively with a community input, Sparrow is more than willing to take a look at ways in which we can preserve the historic integrity of that building. That was part of the request for proposals for anyone who wanted to submit a proposal for the purchase of Eastern. They had to provide the district with guarantees that they would preserve the historic value of that building, as well as they had to agree to a partnership with the district in order to promote career and college readiness. So most people are, are focused on the facade of the building or on the historic value, but very few people understand that in this purchase agreement with Sparrow, they have agreed to provide internships, mentoring opportunities, partner teaching in the area of biotechnologies, which is part of that Eastern pathway. Very important aspect of what we want to do for our kids in the future.
Yvonne Kamal Kanul is the superintendent of the Lansing School District. We're talking about the 2 weeks from today millage vote for the Pathways Promise. We'll spend some more time on the curriculum piece here, I promise, here in just a minute. The combination, though, of the sentimentality and the sale of Eastern High School, how big a hurdle has that been?
Well, you could probably speak to three or four of my predecessors and ask the same question, but it has been a very large hurdle. I think, you know, timing is everything, and my philosophy is that people generally are not willing to let go of what they know unless they see a better alternative. And so I think the bond proposal and all of the work that we've done the last 3.5 years on creating a better alternative has really helped people understand how important it is for our kids to be moving into a 21st century learning environment. The Eastern alumni have been extremely supportive. They've given me lots of really good suggestions, and I couldn't thank them enough for their support on moving forward.
They ended up getting behind the sale.
Yes, they did.
A majority of them.
Yeah,
I imagine not every single member.
Everyone but one. They decided.
Every single member of the Alumni Association,
yep, mm-hmm,
backed the sale,
yep,
to Sparrow?
Well, with the exception of one person.
Wow. How many members is that?
I don't know. I just I really don't. There every year we graduate 200 or so Eastern students that we add to that alumni group. But the core alumni association group, the directors, totally supported it. And the kids. And so the day after the sale was announced, I called the principal and I said to Ms. Pohl, "So how are the kids reacting to this this news?" And she said, "They're so ready to go that, you know, they want to move forward." Mm. So this is really about them, right?
How will the outcome of the millage affect the Eastern sale, if at all?
Well, I don't know that we've tie-barred that sale of Eastern with the millage. We just know that, as I mentioned before, we have a lot of work that we need to do on our schools in terms of infrastructure. And the bond proposal also is paying for brand-new furniture for every single classroom in the district. It's paying for technology upgrades. I want to say that, you know, we could do one-on-one computing in our district, but we don't have enough access points in order for our kids to be able to access the internet. So increasing our infrastructure capacity around technology, brand new furniture, which is flexible so that teachers can move towards 21st century instructional design, which is a cooperative learning and projects-based learning, as well as security upgrades. So while we have focused on creating learning environments with the Pathway Promise, we also have a number of other things we're doing in the district. So having a little bit of extra money in our savings account in order for, you know, the rainy day types of things that happen will be very helpful.
Let's revisit the curriculum changes that are really at the heart of the pathways piece, because it does create three distinct pathways. Each one leads to one of the city's three high schools. Generally, Yvonne, explain this for us.
So generally, there are a couple of points I want to make about this, and thanks, Mark, for focusing on the curriculum. One is that it doesn't matter where you live in the city of Lansing, you can choose your pathway. We will have open choice across the district. So where you live does not dictate the school that you are going to go to. So if you choose your eastern pathway, which is biotechnologies, international baccalaureate, and Chinese language studies, then you can choose that pathway no matter where you live in the city. If you choose the Everett pathway, which is visual and performing arts and new technologies, you in the studio here must be able to see the incredible potential for combining new technologies with visual and performing arts for kids these days. And so we're very excited about that pathway. So no matter where you live in the city, you could be in the visual and performing arts new technology pathway. And then the Sexton pathway is the heart of Lansing, skilled trades, manufacturing, STEM, STEAM, and engineering. So the idea is that we would position our schools so that you could either do the traditional curriculum, which every pathway will have, the comprehensive curriculum that we currently have, plus a focus with business and industry, so that business and industry in the area would choose their pathway and provide internships and mentoring opportunities, summer jobs, co-teaching in each one of those pathways.
But could a kid from any middle school be on any particular path?
They could if they so choose to do that.
Okay.
Where you live does not dictate where you go to school.
Okay. But does the high school that you want to end up at, does mm-hmm. that determine the middle school? I guess that's my question.
You can switch pathways after middle school let's say you're at visual and performing arts at Rich, which is the pathway to Everett. Let's say you get through with eighth grade and you decide you don't want to go to VPA, visual and performing arts. You might want to go to biotechnologies. You can switch over to biotechnologies. We're going to have open choice throughout the district.
What is the broader philosophy behind the pathways approach? Is this about getting young people to think about their future more aggressively at a younger age? That's what it looks like on the surface.
Well, you know, kids are making those decisions at a younger age than I think you or I might have made those decisions, Mark. But
I still haven't made my decision, candidly. But
I might retire before I finally make my decision. But they make those decisions pretty early on in their lives, and they know what their passions are and what they're interested in learning. Generally. So we want to provide them that opportunity. Really, more than anything, it is to marshal the resources that we have in our community. We have a wonderful community that has a lot of potential for our kids to interact with, and we just need to marshal those resources. And so as we look at our community, as we look at the jobs for tomorrow, not the jobs of yesterday, but the ones of tomorrow, we've fashioned our pathways to address those needs for the jobs of tomorrow. And so STEM, STEAM, engineering, manufacturing, skilled trades, all needed labor force in this community and beyond this community. Visual and performing arts and new technologies, labor force, and biotechnologies and international baccalaureate, three very viable pathways for the world of tomorrow.
Not your first millage proposal. You've been out in the community. You had a meeting last night.
Sycamore Park.
I did a Sycamore Park. That was it.
Yeah.
What's your feeling? What are you hearing from property owners? Are you confident? Are you worried? What?
I'm very, very hopeful. And the feedback that we've gotten at our focus group sessions and at our meetings with the community has been very, very encouraging. And I have great faith in the Lansing community that when they make a decision, they will make that decision to support our children.
One more formal presentation on the Pathways Promise. That is tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 at Geyer Park in Lansing. We want to thank our guest, Yvonne Kamal Kanul, superintendent of the Lansing School District, talking about the Pathways Promise.
Thanks, Mark.
Good luck. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.